Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Samech Vav, daf 66. We left off on Samech Hamud Bet, towards the middle of the page, 65b. The Gemara says, "Mai have ala." What was the din of what we said yesterday? So the Gemara says, "Rav Kana Amar ein choshoshin lekidushav." Rav Papa Amar choshoshin lekidushav. Machloket. We said yesterday, if there's one witness, what was the din? One witness for their kiddushin. Even if both of them agree, what was the din? So the Gemara is now saying, if there's one witness, Rav Kana says we don't worry for the kiddushin, and Rav Papa says we worry for the kiddushin. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana. He says, Rav Kana, my da'atich, what do you think? Di alfat davar davar mi mamon. He learns a gzera shava davar davar mi mamon. He says, im al halan hodat ba'al din kemei adim dame. If just like in the case of mamon, the admitting is considered like 100 witnesses. Afkan hodat ba'al din kemei adim dame. So to over here, the admitting is like 100 witnesses, and therefore, that's why we would say it would count, the kiddushin would count, because they both agree to it. Amar le hatam loka chayev acharini. No, he says over there, you're not becoming liable to anybody else with that admitting. Well, you're the only one losing out. But hacha kachayav lacharini, over here, you're losing out to someone else. Meaning what? Rashi says, shekrovotea ne'esur bo, ukrovav ne'esarin ba. Her relatives become asur to you, and your relatives become asur to her. So the Gemara says, more zutra v'ravada saba. These brothers, they split their properties, they divided their properties amongst each other. When they came in front of Ravashi, they said to him, it says in the Torah, you need to have two witnesses. So you need two witnesses that just in case you want to retract, you would not be able to retract without two witnesses. And we're not going to retract. Or Dilmar, perhaps, lo mikayma milta ela besahader. Maybe, in order to fulfill, to be able to have this be fulfilled, you need to have two witnesses, no matter what. Amarlu, he said to them, lo yiberu sahadeh ela shakare. The reason why witnesses were created, why were witnesses created? For liars, for people who would lie and try to deceive, but not for people who who know that they're going to fulfill and they're not going to retract on what they're saying. It's only for people who would take advantage and lie.
People lie in general, or is it for the people?
I think specifically for the people that lie. Amar Abaye, Amar lo edecha dachalta chelev. If a witness tells you you ate chelev, fat, v'hala omer v'hala shotek, and the guy who's standing there stays silent. Ne'eman, we believe the witness. V'tana tunan, the Tana taught, Amar lo edecha dachalta chelev. One witness says you ate fat. And the other one, the guy says, no, I didn't eat. So he's exempt. The reason is because he said, no, I didn't. But if he stayed silent, they would believe him. What does it sound like? This is source number one to say, that silence is like admitting. Abaye says, one witness comes and says, your taharot, they became tameh. And the guy stays silent, ne'eman, he's believed. If the witness says, your taharot became tameh, and he says, no, they didn't, so he's exempt, we believe him. Why? Because he said no. If he stayed silent, then we would have believed him. Abaye says, one witness says, he says, your ox was slept with, and therefore becomes asur to sacrifice. V'hala shotek, and the guy stays silent. Ne'eman, we believe the witness. V'tana tun, and the Tana taught, v'sheneivda bo avera, v'shehemit al pi edechad, al pi abealim. Ne'eman, if the guy comes and says that, oh, there was an avera done with your ox, with your animal, or it killed a person with one witness, or with the owner standing there, we believe him. So hold on, what does it mean one witness? So hay al pi edechad hechidame. What's the case of one witness? If the owners are agreeing, that means that the owners were there also, and therefore it's based on the owners, not on the witness. It must be that they say silent. Oh, so why do we need this case? You have a third case now of that silence is like admitting. So the Gemara says, you need all of them. Only said the first case of the chelev. Ilav dekim le menashe de achal. If he wasn't for sure that he ate chulin ba'azara lo havamaiti, he wouldn't bring chulin in azara. Meaning he's bringing now a chatat offering for eating chaleb. He wouldn't bring this chulin if, meaning it would be chulin if he didn't eat chaleb. So therefore it must be that he knows he ate chaleb. Aval nitme'u taharotecha. But if the guy says your taharot became tameh, me'mar amrin an hayde shatik tesavar chazi le bimiyetu tumato. Why is he saying silent? He's not saying silent because he thinks that he's agreeing, they're agreeing to him, or he's agreeing to them rather. Why is he staying silent? Because he says, hey, even if I'm tameh, I can still eat these. So what's the big deal? I'll just stay silent. The Gemara says, but maybe it's not actually true. If I would have only taught the second case, because you're causing him to lose out on days of tahora. But in the case of the ox getting slept with, maybe he'll say, not all oxes are fit to go to the mizbeach. And therefore, that's why he's staying silent. Not that he's admitting, but he's like, all oxes don't go to the mizbeach anyway. So the Gemara says, that's why we need all three cases that say that no, that shtika kohada adame. Ibailuhu, I have a question. Ishto zinta be'edechad v'shutek mahu. If a witness comes and says that his wife cheated, and he stays silent, what's the din? Amar abaye ne'eman, rava amar eno ne'eman, machloket. So, have davar shaba erva, ve'in davar shaba erva pachot mishnaim. Rava says, it's something by erva, and anything by erva cannot be done with less than two witnesses. Amar abaye says, mina amen ala. Where do we know this? Da'us samya, this is a beautiful, interesting story. It was a blind man, da'ava misadar man niyata kameda mor Shmuel, who was preparing his divrei Torah, or his matnitin, his braitot, his teachings in front of Shemuel. Yom achad negale velo hava atkate. One day, he was late, he wasn't appearing. And Mor Shmuel was standing there waiting for him. Shadar shlicha batrei. Mor Shmuel sent a messenger to go and find him. Ad azil shaliach v'chada orcha, ata iu v'chada. When the messenger went one way, all of a sudden the guy came from the other way, the blind man came from the other way. So, what happened? So he came, when the guy came, Ad azil shaliach v'chada orcha, ata iu v'chada, ki ata shaliach amar, ishto zinta. When the messenger came, he said that his wife cheated. So, ata kamed Mor Shmuel, when he came in front of Mor Shmuel, Amar Lei said to him, he said, if he's going to believe you, then go and remove her. If he's not going to believe you, then don't remove her. Don't do anything. So, hold on. My love, imeheman alaf de love gazlanau, is it not talking about a case of if he's going to believe you that you're not a thief, therefore go and tell him and then you remove his wife? The Gemara says, no. Oh, so what is it trying to prove? What's it trying to prove here? Trying to prove that one witness would be believed if the guy would stay silent. That follows the opinion of Abaye. So the Gemara says, "Rava, what do you say, Rava? No, if he's going to believe you like two witnesses, then go and remove him. And if not, not. And that's what Rava would say. That's why you would need like two witnesses. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, mina amen alav." Where do we know this? The Tanya, the Brayta says, "Maasev Yanai Amelach." This is an interesting story. There was a case of the king Yanai. Shailach lekochalit shav midbar. He went to this place in the desert in the midbar. Vekibesham shishim krachim. He conquered 60 krachim, 60 different villages, places. Uvachazarato hayas sameach simchag dola. He was very happy on his way back. Vekaral lechol chachmei Yisrael. He called all of the chachamim and bam Yisrael. Amar lahem avotenu ayu ochlim maluchim bezman shayu asugim revidan beit hamikdash. Our fathers would eat these vegetables. They were poor. They would eat vegetables in the time of the Binyan, Beit HaMikdash. Af anu nochal maluchim zechel avoteinu. Let's do it as well in order to remember our fathers. So vehelu maluchim al shulchanot shel zahav ve'achlu. They brought these vegetables on the golden tables that they had, that Yanai HaMelech had, and they ate. Vayasham echad ish letz lev ra'ub liyal. There was a very wicked man there, and his name was ve'elazar ben po'era shemo. That was his name. He said to the king, Yanai HaMelech, libam shel perushim alecha. He said that they don't love you, they hate you, these Jews. You think these Jews, they love you? He says, they're not happy with you succeeding. So he says, Uma ayaseh, okay, what should I do? So, hakem lahem batzit shevein enecha. He says, take the tzitz, right, that the Kohen Gadol would wear, and put it on your forehead. Why? Because this has the name of Hashem. Now, Yanai HaMelech, give background, everyone thought that he was a chalal. They thought that his wife, Rashi, is going to explain right now that the Prushim would say that he wasn't a Kohen. He was actually a chalal. Because his mom was taken, let's say, as a captive, and the father that married her, and then once she was taken as a captive, then once the father married her, the child that comes out is a chalal. She was taken as a captive because a shvuya is pesula to the kehuna. A captive is pasul to the kehuna. So let's see right now. So the Gemara says, "Hakem naem tzitz shebein einav." He put the tzitz on his forehead. Hayasham zaken echad v'Yehuda ben Gididiah shemo. There was a man there, Yehuda ben Gididiah. But Yomer Yehuda ben Gididiah leYanai Melech. He said to the king, "Yanai Melech, Rav lach keter malchut. You have enough. You have too much. You have enough." Hanach keter kehuna zaros al Aharon. Leave the crown of the Kohanim to the sons of Aharon. You're not a Kohen. Ooh, talking to Yanai Melech, who's the Kohen Gadol, quote unquote. Hashayu Amrim, Imon Nishbet Bamadiim. They used to say that his mother was taken as a captive. And therefore, if his mother was taken as a captive, right, Rashi says, Lekach Michu Lebo Shayu Prashim Amrim, Alav Imon Nishbet Bamadiim. Krach shel Beit Hashmonai, it was a krach in Beit Hashmonai, ushvuya pesulah lekehuna, and a captive is pasul to the kehuna. So therefore, he cannot be a kohen. So the Gemara says, v'yivukash ha-davar v'lo nimsa. They went to search for this if it's true, and they couldn't prove it. It wasn't able to be proven that he's a chalal. V'yibaddilu chachmei yisrael b'za'am. Yanai HaMelech got angry. He threw everyone out of there. He got rid of everyone. V'yomer Elazar ben Pu'ara le'Yanai HaMelech, says to Yanai HaMelech, this wicked man, Yanai HaMelech, Hedyot Shvisrael kachu dino. V'ata HaMelech v'kohen gadol kachu dincha. A regular Jew, that's how he would get treated. You're the king, the Kohen Gadol. You think you're going to get treated like that? So he says, Umayeseh, what should I do? You know what this sounds like? Wait, what does it sound like? Story in Tanakh. It sounds like the story of... this story of like, he keeps going to this wicked man and asking for his advice. It sounds like Achashverosh and Haman. Going against the Yehudim, right? This is what it sounds like, right? So he says, Umayeseh, what should I do? Imata shomea latzati ramsem. He says, if you're going to listen to me, kill them. That's what he tells them. Tells him. V'Torah mate aleha. So Yanai HaMelech says, what's going to be with the Torah? They're going to have nobody learning Torah. She says, Harik kerucha munach v'keren zavit. It's sitting in the corner. All the mitzvot are written in the Torah. Don't worry, it'll never be forgotten. He was concerned it'll be forgotten. It's not going to be forgotten. So he says, Kol ha'rotzeh lilmod yavo v'ilmod. Anyone who wants to learn can come and learn. So what happened is, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak miyan nizakabo apikorsut. Right away he had this apikorus mindset that came into his head, meaning he became like a completely against the Torah, meaning he should have responded, he should have responded to the guy, okay, that's the written Torah, what about Torah Shebaal Peh? We don't have Torah Shebaal Peh then. He should have responded like that, he didn't respond like that, that was apikorsu. Miyad v'tutza tzara al-yede Elazar m'pu'era, all of the bad came from this man, Elazar v'yahargu kol chachmei Yisrael v'yahu olam ishtamim. The world was going bad. It was going desolate. It was not... All of the Chachmei Yisrael were killed. Ad sheba Shimon ben Shatach v'chzir the Torah le'yoshna. Until Shimon ben Shatach came and he returned the Torah to its proper place. Hei chidamei. So what's the case here? Ilei madde beitrei amri ishtavai. O beitrei amri lo ishtavai. The case of Yanai HaMelech's mother. If we have two people coming and saying that she was taken captive and two people saying that she was not... Why do you rely on the ones that say she was not? Rely on the ones that say she was. She was taken captive, and therefore he's not Kohen. He's a halal. So the Gemara says, "Ela, it must be be'edechad with one witness." And the reason why we don't believe him is because two witnesses are saying to the one witness that she was not taken captive. If it wasn't for the two witnesses declining his one witness, therefore we would have believed the one witness that says that she was a captive. This goes like Abaye, who says that we believe one witness. So the Gemara says, "V'Rava, what do you say, Rava?" So he says, "Le'olam terei u'terei." No, there was two and two witnesses. We were talking about Edei Hazama, Achanami Edei Hazama. So to over here, it's talking about Edei Hazama. What is Edei Hazama? Edim Zomrin. We're going to learn this hopefully soon in Masachin Makot. Over there it talks about Edim Zomin. If you have conspiring witnesses, two witnesses come and say, he did this. And then two other witnesses come and say, you weren't there that day. You were with us that day in this place. So now they become lying witnesses. So those lying witnesses, whatever they wanted to do to the person, the punishment comes onto them. Right? Exactly. whatever they plan to do, the person comes back onto them. If you want to give a different answer, like Rabbi Yitzchak, when she was taken captive, before she was secluded with the man, they snuck in a maidservant girl to replace the king Yanai's mom, so that Yanai's mom would not get taken advantage of, and therefore Yanai would not be a Kohen. So therefore they knew that Yanai was still a Kohen. Amar Rava, Mina Meirala, from where do I know this? Where do I know what? Rava is saying, where do I know the one witness is not believed by a Devar Erva? So Ditnan Mishnah says, Amar Bishimon, Masev Migorash Diskim. There is a case of these brechot mayim, these different like pools of water, in Diskim, in this place of this man or this area, in the place of Yavne. Shahita umedet lecheskat shleima, umadadu v'nimset chasera. They thought that the water, it says mikveh, they thought the water was complete, it was 40 se'ah, right? A mikveh has to compile 40 se'ah of water, and it was missing. It wasn't 40, it was, let's say, 39. Kol taharot shenasu al gaba, haya rabbi tarfon mitaheh, rabbi akiva mitameh. All of the taharot that were made tahor in this water, body of water, Rabbi Tarfon says they stay tahor because we beforehand they were still full, now it's missing. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're all no good, they're all tameh. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, mikveh zeh becheskat shalem huamed. He says, this mikveh was perfectly fine. Misafek atabada chasero, atachzer misafek. You're trying to make it pasul out of doubt. We don't know that it's pasul out of doubt, therefore you cannot do that. Now, moving forward, obviously, it doesn't work. But everything that was done in the past, that would still work. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Adam zeh becheskat tameh huamed. If this man is standing in a chazakah that he's tameh, or a woman, and she goes to this mikveh, misafek atabal taharof, out of safek, you're going to purify her? How is that so? Al tatahareinu misafek, don't purify her from safek, if we don't know that it was tahor or tameh, if it was full or not beforehand. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, mashal le'omed makir b'agamei ha-mizbeach. It's like a parable to a person who's sacrificing on the mizbeach. Ve'nodashu ben gerusha ben chalutza. And we found out that the man was a ben gerusha ben chalutza. He's not a Kohen. He's the son of a divorcee or a chalutza. Shavudato keshara. He says the service that he does is still kosher though. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mashal omed umakriv al gamei ha-mizbeach, ve'nodashu ba'almum. He says, no. It's like he finds out he's a blemished man. Blemished, shavudato pesula. His service, the Kohen service, was blemished. Service is pasul. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ata dimito le'ba'almum, v'ani dimita le'ben gerusha ben chalutza. You make it similar to a blemished man. I make it similar to a ben divorcee or a son of a chalutza. Nirele mi domel, let's see who's right. So he says, I domel ben gerusha ben chalutza, nedudinu ke ben gerusha ben chalutza. If it's like me, we'll make it like a ben gerusha ben chalutza. I domel le'ba'almum, if it's like a blemished man, nedudinu ke ba'almum, we'll judge him like a blemished man. Hitchilu Rabbi Akiva ladun. Rabbi Akiva started judging the case. Mikveh pesulo biyachid, ubalmum pesulo biyachid. A mikveh can become pasul with one witness telling us, and a blemished man can become pasul, the kohen, also with one witness. Va'al yochichu ben gerusha ben chalutza shepesulo bishnayim. But his son of a divorcee or son of a chalutza, you need to have two witnesses to testify about that. So you can't prove it from there. Davar acher, not only that, mikveh pesulo begufo, ubalmum pesulo begufo. A mikveh is pasul in the guf, in its actual body. And the blemish is also blemish in its actual body. But the son of divorcee or a chalutza is not pasul in its body, it's pasul because of others. Which others is pasul because of? His mother. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon responded to him, Akiva, kol ha-poresh mincha ki poresh min ha-chayim. Anyone who separates himself from you is like separating himself from life. He says, and this is a support for Rava, Hai ba'al mum, the blemished man that is pasul as with one witness. What is the case there? If someone is disagreeing with him, another witness, do we believe the first witness? Ela, the shatik, it must be the second witness, is not disagreeing, staying silent. Okay, same case by ben gerusha ben chalutza, you said he's staying silent. Okay, you said a mikveh pasul with one witness. And Balamum is pasul with one witness. V'aliyochichu ben gerusha ben chalutza shepesulo bishnayim. But don't prove ben gerusha ben chalutza, you need two witnesses. So Rava says, oh, you see that by a devar erva, ben gerusha ben chalutza, you need two witnesses. So the Gemara says, v'abaye amar le'olam nekam achishlein. No, really, someone is disagreeing with him. Udkamart amay meheman. We said, why do we believe him then? De'amar le'shelach achavi. Because he says, take off your shirt, let me see if you're really blemished, he says to the Kohen. So he really knows for sure if he is. That's why it says mikveh pesulo begufo ubalmum pesulo begufo. That's why it says mikveh is pasul in its body, and a balmum is blemished in his body. But not son of a divorcee or chalutza. That's from his mother, because the actual blemished man. He's saying, "Let me see your body." The pasul is actually in his body itself. That's the revision that we make from there, and that's how you would know that he would be considered blemished, even with the testimony of one witness who would be disagreeing with him. Okay, we'll start there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet. You know, I got a very good recommendation yesterday. He said instead of doing the 1 minute recap within the daf, do it separate. If anyone wants to just learn the daf in 1 minute, they can learn in 1 minute. So I'm going to stop the recording and start.